Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Erica, who says, how exactly do colours need to match when you have an outfit with multiple items in the same colour? For example, I have a pink and beige pattern skirt. I would normally think to wear it with a pink top or cardigan, but none of mine are exactly the same pink. Is that okay, or is it better to wear a top that's neutral or a different colour? So there are a few options here, and it can depend on the pink, and I have no idea if you've got a warm pink or a cool pink, but let's say it is a cool pink and sort of beige sort of skirt, and I don't know, maybe the pink in your skirt is a lighter pink. Let's just assume it could be something like that. So then what I would do, and this is where, you know, is if the pink is in the same palette, it doesn't have to be exactly the same. So we could add a darker pink to it. That works fine. We could add here's another kind of darker pink that could work. So as long as it's in the same undertone family and has the same intensity, a different pink can work fine. I mean, otherwise you can go for a beige or you could go for a white. You could put white with it or something like that. But if the pink in the skirt is this, trying to add this pink to it is really not going to work because the undertones are different and they really don't go together. So it really depends on what sort of pink you do have in the skirt. Is it a cool pink? Is it a warm pink? Is it a bright pink? Is it a more muted pink? And then different sorts of pinks that relate. This is why when you have a color swatch, that if you look at the pinks in this, these pinks, you know, all play nicely together. Just as the pinks in this colour swatch play nicely together. It's just they don't play with each other because one has a warm overtone, the other has a cool overtone. So really I would be, you know, you can go for another neutral if you want to, but it would be looking for the same undertone and same intensity. So you don't want a really bright pink with a muted pink skirt or things like that as well. That doesn't work as well. So it is really looking for same intensity and same undertone. And that is where having something like this is such a great tool because it really helps you expand your wardrobe options without having to have, so many millions of clothes because you know the colours play nicely together. The next question this morning comes from Shelley, who says, how do I create a perfect capsule wardrobe where everything goes together for all changing seasons and no thought about exactly what to wear every day? I mean, wouldn't that be perfect? It would be so easy. So the first thing is it has to depend on where you live to start to go, well, you can't have one capsule that's going to work for four different seasons. It's just not going to work because in four different seasons, we may have different weather. But this is, again, where having a colour swatch really makes a huge difference because when all your clothes, the colours of your clothes work together, as you change season, even as you are moving from spring to summer to autumn to winter, you'll have some clothes that will overlap through different seasons or at least a couple of different seasons. So therefore, that you know that the colours all work together. You haven't got completely different coloured clothes for different seasons. The colours relate to each other. That is the first thing. Another thing to think about when you want to create a capsule wardrobe is that, and I really go, colour is the easiest way to start doing this. Pick, you know, some neutrals that really work for you. And I always recommend the really simple way to pick your best neutrals to build a capsule and to build your wardrobe around is go for something that is similar and related to your hair colour. And then go for something that is similar and related to your eye colour. And that is where you will get that is your building blocks. Then start adding in colours that work with that. And of course, when you've got your colour swatch, it's really easy to find those pieces rather than if you haven't. So do think about, what your base colours are. And then start building from there. So you may want to have, you know, in your winter, you might have a slightly darker version of those colours. I might have a slightly darker grey, but I still have a lot of mid-greys in winter. It's a very easy colour to wear in winter. I have a few navies. I tend not to wear the really dark navies much anymore because they're a bit too dark for me. But I've got the blue eyes, so that gives me, you know, blues and denims. And like today, I've got a light denim on. It's a great kind of neutral. So like thinking about, like, so it's like I base my wardrobe around kind of my blues and my grays, and then everything else works with those colors. Everything else works colors, and the colors that I choose, because I am using the palette of colors that work for me, that the colors then work really easily. So I can go, oh, I can wear this top, you know, with my blue jeans, and I can also then put it with something that's teal. I can put it with, you know, something else. Like, it really makes mixing and matching easily. So that is the first place to start when building a capsule. The other thing to think about when you're building a capsule is, what's your personality style? So a capsule needs to be often pieces that are a little bit more basic, that aren't too hero in themselves, particularly kind of under layers. So if you want something that works across multiple seasons, think about looking for pieces that you can easily put a jacket over the top of. Like, so as much as this is a lovely top, it's got an asymmetrical sleeve. It's not really made to have sleeves or to put a jacket over. It really is something I can only wear when it's warm enough that I don't need to put a jacket on. So do look for things that, you know, they don't have funny sleeves so that you can't put jackets on, that are going to work, you know, for different seasons under different layers. So it gives you that option. So that is something to think about too, is like, does this work only alone, or will it play well with other pieces if I want to layer it for a different season? So that is another thing to consider. And then I'll often think, have your outer layers as your hero pieces. So have some, you know, jacket things that are heroes, have some, like, something there that is your hero, because they are the last thing you put on. But in summer, you want to have some interesting detail in some tops that also can make them a little bit of a hero. So you don't need lots of other things as well, but they still need to fit into your style and your wardrobe. And this is where accessories come in, that you can have, like, I know for my winter wardrobe, because I get cold really easily and I have to layer up and often wear 4 and 5 layers, my tops and things that I'm wearing are fairly plain. They may come in different colors, but they are kind of fine, you know, merino knits that all layer over top of each other very easily, so that I can add those layers in without providing too much bulk, and that they work easily together. So I've got similar necklines. I'm looking for things like, you know, the same sort of scooped neckline in them all, so that when I'm layering them over the top of each other, I haven't got, you know, a V-neck and then a scoop neck and a cow neck or something. They all need to have more similar sorts of necklines if you want to do that sort of layering. And of course, we want to think about the bottoms match the tops, and, you know, the bottoms match all the outer layers as well when we're building a capsule. So look, there's a lot to think about. I do have lots of guides on the blog on how to build. I've gotten the ultimate guide to building capsule wardrobes, which you can download for free. If you head over to the blog, just look in the free downloads area, you'll find it really easily. I've got heaps of, you know, building capsule things if that is something for you. And the thing is to remember is capsules are not for everybody. And it's really important to remember that. Some of us need a broader range of clothes. We get bored if we're just wearing the same sorts of things all the time. Other people, it's really freeing. So knowing, do you get bored with your clothes? Like, if you go away traveling and wearing the same things over and over and over again, do you get home and think, I don't want to see those clothes again for forever? Or did that not bother you? Because that could be a good indication about whether or not a true capsule is really worthwhile for you. And of course, then there is the size of that capsule as well, that, you know, that a very small capsule is going to get worn out much more quickly than having something that is, you know, a much larger wardrobe or a larger kind of capsule, where, you know, you have more options so you don't get bored so easily. So those are things to think about too when you are thinking about capsule wardrobes. But I really find that a color palette is the key. And understanding your personality, but a color palette is really the key to building a wardrobe where things work together. So even if it's not a small capsule, it's really easy to start creating different outfits from what you have. I think that's such a key. Now, last question today comes from Janet, who says, how do I edit my wardrobe so it's just my best clothes? So we got some wardrobe questions today. Just my best clothes. So this is where I recommend wearing everything. So start wearing all your clothes. So start assessing them, because often until we wear them and wear them for more than just, you know, 3 seconds of putting them on and off and going, well, I don't feel like wearing this today, actually wear it for a day and notice, did this thing work? Did I feel good in it? Is it something that makes me happy? Does it represent my style recipe? So there's a bit of work that goes into this pre even thinking about it, like what is my style recipe? You know, knowing your colors, of course, that's part of what makes you best clothes. Knowing which clothes make you feel that you are in, they're in harmony with your body and that you're feeling good in them when you look in the mirror. So all these things, so there's a little bit of pre-work, getting a bit of style education really makes a difference to then start assessing every piece of clothing going, does it match my criteria? So your personal style guidelines, and this is something we create in our 7 Steps to Style program, is what is it that really matters to you? And this is why it's individual, it's personal style, it's not generalized style. There's no one way of doing things, but finding what works for you is really important. And so then it's then assessing each garment to go, does this work for me? Did I feel good in it? Does it represent my style recipe? Is it expression of my personality? And all those sorts of things. Does it fit with my values? All these things are things we need to know, because when we can whittle down, this is the easiest way, because when you say this doesn't fit with my style recipe, it's an easy thing to let it go. When we don't know what we are looking for, we then hang on to things because we don't know, does it work? Doesn't it work? I'm really not sure. And so getting that style education is the key to creating that wardrobe full of clothes that are your best clothes, that you love, that make you feel great, and that you know when you put on that you look good. So I think that's something so key, and that is why I've created my 7 Steps to Style program, to give you the style education and to empower you to know what is right. So when you're shopping, you don't bring anything in that's not great as well. So it's that doing that daily assessment, getting rid of the things that aren't working, and then keeping the things that are great, and starting to understand much more about what it is, your own personal taste, your likes, your dislikes, and what it is that works for you. Because sometimes it could be, oh, you know, I put something on and I've realized I really hate things that don't allow me to move freely. So anything that's too stiff, let it go. It could be that there are certain fabrics that you find uncomfortable versus some you find are comfortable. So you can discover what are those fabrics and fibers that you find uncomfortable. Let those go. Note down what they are. So when you are shopping, you can make sure you check the label, what's this made of, just to make sure it's not those fabrics that you don't like and that you end up not wearing. There's so many different aspects to style, but the more we know, the easier it is when we're shopping to bring in the right things, to do a good recruitment of something new, rather than kind of going, oh, maybe this will be the thing that works, and you don't really know until you get that home and you start wearing it. But most of the time, we have a lot of stuff in our wardrobe we're really not wearing. And if we have a kind of a favorite one, then a second best, then a third best, then, you know, the one that we only wear when we're truly desperate, I can get rid of those things that are, you know, the truly desperate things, because there's obviously something not right with them. And if you can figure out what it is that's not right, that can also really help you as you, kind of help you figure out what it is that that's wrong, so you don't make those same mistakes again. I think this is where the more we know, knowledge is truly power when it comes to style. And it's something that, you know, we really often, we're just not taught it and we just don't know. So hopefully you've got some little insights there to help you think about your wardrobe and how it can be the best version, so that you feel really happy every day, and that it is quite a joy getting dressed and instead of going in there and going, oh, it's all full of things that are really just so-so and nothing fabulous. And I just say, don't buy something that you don't, you know, fall in love with, that you don't go, I just really love that thing. I put it on, it makes me feel really good. I like how it feels. It feels comfortable. You know, I like the fabric. I like the color. I like the design, all those things. If it's not and I notice this when I'm shopping with clients, that, you know, we'll be trying things on and they'll put something on and how is this okay? And I can see in their body language. And the minute we hit something that's great, the whole body language changes and I can immediately see that in them. And so if you can start to notice that in yourself, and I'll always notice it, that suddenly, like, there'll be this kind of like this, oh, this change comes over people when they put on the outfit that makes them feel really great. And that's what you want to feel every day, to go, you know, I love this outfit, it makes me feel good, and I don't have to suck my stomach in all day or whatever it is. So do look internally for those feelings as well when you are wearing your clothes or trying on your clothes and trying to decide whether you should keep it or let it go. If it's not giving you that feeling? Maybe it shouldn't be in your wardrobe. I hope that has helped you, and have a super rest of your day. Thank you so much for watching, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.